Greetings. I'm Paige Estrotori, your host at Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap with the latest updates and industry insights from Australia. This week started with a landmark victory in the insurance world. On the 22nd of April, homeowners clenched a win against insurer UI regarding property damage arising from a water leak. UI denied their claims, citing pre-existing issues like earth movement. However, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, sided with the homeowners, citing lack of evidence for claim exclusions. The actual cause? A water escape after a pipe burst, not earth movement or tree roots. You is now required to process the claim, shell out $1,060 for professional fees, $4,000 for non-financial distress, and provide temporary accommodations. AFCA's pivotal role to ensure fair practices has set a precedent, pressuring insurers to avoid hasty denials and conduct thorough investigations in the future. An important issue we face as consumers and insurers is climate change and its direct impact on insurance availability and affordability. Significant evidence suggests that over 4% of Australian properties are high risk due to drastic changes in climate, an additional 10% moderate risk. Some areas potentially face 100% uninsurability. It's disturbing that the insurance costs have skyrocketed almost 70% in just 5 years, and they're predicted to hit a staggering $35 billion by 2050. It's clear that urgent actions such as retrofitting, relocating, and resilience construction need to be employed. The Insurance Council of Australia calls for investments in defense against threats like floods, while also advocating for curtailed state insurance taxes. The fight against climate disasters needs us all. A need for national standards ensures the protection of our vulnerable communities and stabilizes soaring insurance premiums. In another intriguing news from April 16th, there's been a debate over insurance claim policies. A motor policyholder found herself at odds with Suncorp after a mishap where AdBlue, a diesel exhaust fluid, was inadvertently added to her car's fuel tank. The claim was rejected on the grounds of the fluid being unapproved. The policyholder argued that the exclusion only applied to incorrect fuel usage, not to AdBlue. Yet Suncorp stood firm, and AFCA supported their stance. However, AFCA did order Suncorp to pay $3,000 for undue delays. This entire ordeal unearths the significance of clear policy communication and thorough document review during renewals. And that wraps up our weekly insurance news. I'm Paige Estrotori, reminding you how a well-informed consumer is a powerful one. For more information and services related to personal and business insurance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Let's meet again next week with more insights and news from the industry.